a nice win for your team here. I think you had to be pretty happy. It's one of your better first halves of the year. Second half, Southwestern Knights really started hitting their shots, especially from three-point range. Got it within seven, but your team finally settled down there at the end there, and you guys pick up the big victory by a dozen.
Yeah, we left way too many guys open, but a lot of that was because their penetration was getting to the basket, and we were having to help. But kind of tough to guard. They get downhill pretty quick on you. They're pretty quick with the ball in their hand and somewhat shaky, I guess, because they were using the crossover, getting to the paint, and we couldn't keep them out of there. So gave up way too many open three-pointers, and then knocked it down to cut back into the lead. But, you know, I think early in the third quarter kind of switched it when we put our subs in, and it was just like an offensive rebounding clinic down there because they shot four or five times on one possession. We weren't getting the ball, and we were just kind of standing around watching. So, you know, when we have the momentum, we need to keep it, and we need to play better on offense. They went man, and we kind of freaked out. You know, their pressure got to us, and we didn't run our sets very well.
I think the first half, I think you couldn't have asked for any better start up 8-0 there, and highlighted by the alley-oop that time from Marshall Frodo to Joe Evans. And that was, you could tell, something they was going to happen tonight possibly, and even we showed a little bit Thursday night as well, but that was good to see that going, and I think that's kind of one of those that's is definitely a highlight reel.
Yeah, it was nice. It was supposed to be our first play of the game, but yeah, so it didn't end up being our first play, but we got it. You know, Jackson hit a three and got us going, and we got to keep that going. They took that timeout, and then I think it was 10 to 6, you know, rather quickly after that. So again, we need to keep that momentum on our side. We got to execute a little bit better, because after we got off to that quick start, I think we had three turnovers in a row, you know, and we weren't catching the ball clean early, but, you know, the first half was great. You know, I love playing at that tempo with these guys, and we were able to get our hands on some balls and force them into shooting quick shots. So, you know, early on was really good. It was fun to watch. It was fun to coach, and we just got to finish it a little bit better.
I think that's just kind of one of those situations that maybe the opponents or whatnot, you got the big lead there, but Marshall Froh, he was definitely the aggressor in the first half, and that kind of set the tone for him with his 24 points. And Parker Vogelmoor had a free throw clinic there tonight, but he shot a lot of free throws tonight, and it was good to see him get back to the line a lot.
It was. He was being aggressive in there, and we knew coming into the game we were going to have a size advantage. We didn't use it very well in the second half, but a lot of that was because of their guards. Their guards were really out and attacking ours and making it hard for them to be comfortable and throw the ball into the paint. So we just got to do a better job with that. And I think, you know, we had the lead, and some of it was, you know, trying not to lose there for a while as opposed to putting it to them and running away with it. You know, we weren't making the reads that we normally would in the first half. We were kind of sitting back and just trying to reverse the ball instead of back cutting when we're getting overplayed. So, you know, that happens. And, you know, and when you're playing against a team who's, you know, playing for their season, you're going to get a very aggressive defense. And not only playing for their season, but, you know, they get to host sub-state. So, you know, they were anxious to get back because it's at home. And so we did a lot of good things tonight, you know, and like I said, it was fun to watch. Just got to finish a little bit better. But other than that, you know, I was extremely pleased with our defense. You know, going into the game, if you would have told me our zone was going to be better than our man, I'd have called you a liar. But it was pretty effective.
You can put the O'Sharpie in to advance to Friday night semifinal game, and it's either going to be Hugoton or Cimarron. Don't have a score update, but you've seen both teams, and it could very well be Hugoton, and you've been right there with them a couple of times. Cimarron, you beat them. So nice thing is you don't have to do a whole new scouting report for a team coming up on Friday.
Yeah, regardless of who it is, if it is Cimarron, then, you know, we got to watch out for shooters. But, you know, Hugoton, they play well together. You know, they space the floor well, and they create matchup problems with Carlos. And, you know, Jacker is a very strong post player that we've got to limit. But it really hasn't been those two that have hurt us in the past. Damian Lewis has always snuck in some threes and hit some shots. But that number 25, Mercado, or whatever his name is, has scored about 16, 17 a game on us. And he's just a very active kid who, never stops moving without the ball. So we've got to do a better job on him. You know, if Carlos and Damian get theirs, we can't have a third guy get it too. So we got to limit one of them. And, and play our style of basketball, which is kind of their style. So it could be an up and down track meet.
Well, it should be a fun one either way. Friday night, Hugoton up 33-19 at the break. It should be fun though. But this time of year, it's always important. Just survive in advance.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter how it
goes.
Hey,
we've said that for years, even though some of our players didn't like it. It's true.
Great crowd on hand tonight for the potentially final home game in this gym.
Yeah, it was. You know, that's we talked to our guys about that before the game started, which is strange to have a pregame talk about that, but 62 seasons or whatever it is that you'd said, a lot of great memories in this gym, a lot of great players that have came through here and played on this court, and you want to go out and leave this place on top and with a win. And I thought our guys came out and played really hard, but a lot of tradition in this building.
Well, Coach Brian Gincher joining us here post game. Beavers win it here 72-60. Coach, thanks again for joining me. We'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.